Let's see, covered. Oh, this bone from chicken.
Pull a bone.
Pull a bone?
Yeah.
And I wonder if you might know this. Will you pull the bone apart? It has some significance.
Oh, yes. Two people, but when you'd finished eating and had to pull a bone, you and I would, you'd take one side and I'd take one side. And we'd make a wish. And if you got the short bone, your wish would come true.
I see.
If I got the long bone, I lost.
I see. Did you ever hear that long bone called the boy bone?
No.
Or did you ever hear two girls would pull the bone, and whoever got, I think, the long bone would get married first? Did you ever hear that?
No, it was, you would,
yeah,
I imagine we all wished for the Prince Charming when we were making our wish, but you would get your wish if you got the short bone. I guess that's where it got the name wishbone, but we always call it pulley bone.
And this Midland meat was what is now known as salt pork, right?
Yeah, it was a salt pork.
And you must have smoked meat. Because
we had the smokehouse, and you smoked your hams with hickory.
Oh,
it had to be hickory. You had your kettle down here, and you get your hickory smoke coming up and smoke your hams. That was used particularly in curing your hams, your country hams.
And when you would fry bacon, what would that, or middle of meat, what would you trim off?
You trimmed off the rind.
That's the rind. And mentioned, a garden for homegrown vegetables would be known as what?
It's a garden.
Just a garden. Ever hear a truck patch?
Now, a truck patch was bigger than a garden. A garden would be for individual use. Now, a truck patch was where you grew it in larger quantities.
Maybe to sell.
And maybe sell some. Now, we had a garden, and then we had what we called a truck patch. And in the truck patch, you grew, it could consist of an acre or two.
Would you hazard a guess as to what amount of land was in a garden, in a truck patch, in a patch of corn, in a field of corn? That's a kind of brutal question, but...
Well, a garden could be is... I think that nobody in the country would have had a garden as small as this room. You can grow a tremendous amount of food on a garden this size. But I think that a garden would probably have ranged from maybe a half an acre, and maybe some as much as an acre. I think ours might have been a half acre, because we also had truck patches to supplement, and like you'd want a quantity of potatoes or a quantity of peas to carry over the winter. Or you would sow your turnips in a truck patch to grow in a quantity. But your garden was for things that's in season now, and like string beans, well, we learned later to can them. But when I was growing up, you had to eat them as they came off. You had no way of preserving them.
Patch would be an acre is really quite a lot of land. Apparently, it doesn't strike you that way because you're an old lawn. You got an acre lawn.
I know it's an acre. I know it is.
A patch of corn, a patch of sorghum might run 2, 3 to 10 acres.
It could. I don't remember. I guess we did say down to sorghum patch. No, we said potato patch.
Yeah.